Hundreds gathered at the state capitol to rally for public financing of political campaigns. The measure remains in limbo in the state Senate, and Governor Andrew Cuomo faces questions on whether he's working hard enough for the proposal to pass. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
They came in buses from all over New York to give state lawmakers their message. Big money is corrupting politics. They say the state should adopt New York City's public campaign finance system, which allows candidates to match every dollar they collect in small donations with $7 of government funds.
New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli.
The crowd heard from Comptroller DiNapoli, who says under public campaign financing, regular people who are shut out of the system now could run for election.
Let me tell you, for Comptroller, you can donate, one person can donate over $19,000 just for the primary, over $41,000 for the general election. You don't know what it looks like. But you know what? The average, the median family income in New York is only $55,000. That family income for most New Yorkers is less than the amount that you could contribute to my race. That's outrageous. No wonder people feel that they don't have power when the influence of money, just at the very least, the appearance has such a corrupting influence.
Comptroller DiNapoli was the only statewide elected official to speak at the rally. Governor Cuomo, a supporter of public campaign financing, was invited to speak, organizers say, but he declined. The governor instead was presiding over his sixth press conference in a week on his proposal to create tax-free zones for businesses at college campuses.
We're dealing with a massive problem when we're talking about the upstate economy. And it is going to take a massive solution.
Some have raised questions on whether the governor has worked hard enough to promote public campaign financing. He has not held any public events on the issue, though he has released bills outlining other reform measures. Cuomo recently defended his lack of legislation on public campaign financing this way.
Do they want a press release or do they want something passed? It's the question that has to be posed. We don't have an agreement on the campaign finance reform, public finance reform package. And I'm working towards it.
Cuomo says he still has not determined whether a bill can get on the floor in the Senate or if there are enough votes to pass it. Senate Republicans who co-lead the chamber say public financing is a waste of the taxpayers' money and will only lead to more corruption. Susan Lerner with Common Cause agrees with the governor. She says the fact that the proposal is still fluid gives her hope for passage this session.
In another legislature, I might be concerned. But in New York, that's the way things happen. And the fact that there are different proposals, that the governor is still working on his proposal, I see that as positive.
State Comptroller DiNapoli self-imposes some limits on his campaign donations, but Cuomo, along with other state lawmakers, continue to play within the current rules for campaign funding. Many are holding fundraisers asking for the still perfectly legal large donations. The governor has scheduled a major fundraiser just after the end of session on June 25th. It will feature singer Paul Simon, and top tickets will be $50,000. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.